Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Elmondson.
And this week is our last non-psych-related podcast episode. We have finally reached a SAG agreement, and just next week, we will bring back our regularly scheduled programming. We cannot wait. We have been dying to say the word psych for so long, and we're very, very happy and pleased and grateful to our SAG negotiating committee and everybody hanging with us through this time. And until then, enjoy our last pivot episode. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Maggie. I need to say it twice. You look great.
That's so nice. Thank you. I'm discombobulated because I just ran in, but I am here. So thank you for saying that. And also, I got to say, I love, there's like a new level of swirl poof happening to your hair. I'm really digging it.
It's definitely got some eraser head thing going today.
Eraser. No, this is a very good look, actually. I like it. I like it a little, like a little higher. And yeah, it looks good. Like, and the gingham. The gingham for fall.
It's my bright, exciting gingham because we had such exciting news.
We have been waiting and hopeful and fighting and praying and all the things you do for a fair and great conclusion to this strike, historic strike we have been on for 4 months. For 118 days, we were on strike. Thank you. We have the strike ended. And so we're actually, when this airs, we will have done it the week before. So for us, just to share how recent this news is, the strike ended at 12:01 this morning.
This morning.
And we are so excited to go back to talking about psych.
I love that show. Hey, Maggie, what's the name of our podcast? Remind me again, would you?
It's called The Psychologists Are In.
A psych rewatch podcast.
There it is. How many times do you think we can say psych? Do you know how long we've been waiting to say the name of our show?
Psych, and I've been psyched to get to say, hey, you played Detective O'Hara.
And you played Detective Carlton Lassiter. And also,
so the spoiler alert, Chief Carlton Lassiter.
Chief Carlton Lassiter. All right, that's right. Spoiler alert. We have also been, I have also missed talking about and saying the word psychos. I have missed it tremendously. And now we get to say it again. Thank you all. So we have some thank yous. And next week, we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming of talking about psych. I was about to say that show we all love because we're so used to not saying it.
Yeah, we no longer have to say that show we can't talk about because we can talk about psychos. I love that, A, we're getting into it just as we're getting into some truly psychotic episodes are coming up.
Truly psychotic episodes are coming up. A truly psychotic year is coming up. And we can't even share all of those details yet, but it's about to get real exciting for the Psychologist Pod. And
other things.
Fingers crossed for other things. We can't wait to share all with you. I think they know a little bit so far, but we can say, because GalaxyCon has been announced, right?
Yes, we can.
That one we can, at least we can say Richmond for sure. And we will keep you posted on all of the others, the plural.
So Richmond is, I'm just looking at my...
It's a later.
Our year is so crazy full. Pineapple,
it's so good.
Deliciousness and psych, goodness. And live psychologist podcasts.
Yes. Live psychologist podcasts all over the country. Psychotic events and moments coming everyone's way. We cannot wait.
Richmond, Devin, March 16th in the great Commonwealth of Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
That's one of, I think we counted four that we have like solidly booked.
No, Tim. I'm pretty sure we have six solidly booked.
Six solidly booked.
I'll tell you right now, as I look in my calendar, just so we can say for sure, but I'm pretty sure we have six. I'm not going to say where because we can't announce them yet. 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 officially booked, and then we have 4 that are tentative. We're still waiting to hear on. So we are going to be.
It is the year of the Psych Pod Tour 24.
I'm sorry. Did you hear that? It's the psychologist tour. What's the hashtag, Tim?
Hashtag the Psych Pod Tour 24.
The Psych Pod Tour 24. We just told you we have five confirmed cities and 4
across
that are pending.
Across the country. So
across the country.
Chances are very good. They're going to be somewhere that you can get to if you are a person who can get to places.
Yes. And we cannot wait. We can't wait to see all of you. We can't wait to talk about Psych with you. I was about to say our favorite show, but now we can say Psych.
We can actually talk about our episodes of our favorite of the greatest television show in the world, also known as Psych.
Yes.
And we'll do that on the Psychologist during the live shows.
Yes.
All 5 or 6 of them.
All 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. Or 9. We're waiting on, maybe it's 3 more. We're waiting to hear. Either way. It's 5 or 8 or 10. We don't really know. 5 we know of. I'm so happy we can talk about the show, but I'm so happy we can at least start to reveal these things that are coming. I think Tim actually have 2 huge thank yous. 1 to our obvious SAG negotiating committee who
rock stars, every one of them.
Who really, really held out, fought, and did not settle. And we are so grateful. And we're all ready to get back to work, but we only wanted to do that if it was a good, fair contract. And it was really interesting last night because I was thinking, I saw that there was like an actual deadline that like the AMPTP wanted an answer. And when I saw that it was a unanimous vote for SAG, I was like, oh, this is good. Like for it to have been unanimously voted, I was like, I felt, and then Tim, you had sent me a text, something that your friend had said that was also great. And it was just like, you know what? This is good stuff. And we really want to thank her.
And then the official email from the union came out, which had a lot of the same details, which is, it's a very, very positive detail. And it was a positive contract.
Yeah, and positive.
This is definitely, it was hard fought, as you all know.
Yeah.
And do you want to do the next thank you?
I mean, we have so many. I have one. I also want to just say this because I feel like over the last like few months, you know, we do this podcast. It is about a show. You know, we work with a company. And that company, I just want to say thank you to, never actually pushed us to continue, which, you know, they could have, to keep talking about Psych. They let us stand in solidarity with our union. And of course, one more huge thank you, Tim.
Speaking of thank yous, all of you beautiful, handsome, gorgeous listeners for sticking with my dear friend Maggie and I while we've had to pivot during the strike and really just sticking it out with us and sitting there while we kind of, it was incredibly fun, Maggie. So I want to also thank you for being so game and so creative and inventive with figuring out ways for us to pivot.
It was really fun. And honestly, I'll say thank you to you too, Tim, because I thought you came up with some really fun ideas. I feel like we've discovered new loves of TV shows. Yes, but I felt like you were especially creative. And and we had a ball. Like, you know, just exploring these other topics. And we can't do that without you psychos. We can't do that without the listeners hanging in with us. And so that was like a thank you note to everybody and a love fest for us. I'm going to add another thank you.
Do it.
To Kirsten Nelson, our chief.
100%.
The captain and all the captains, honestly, everybody who was out there every single day working, directing, to have the strike run as smooth as possible, to keep everyone's spirits up as best they could. Like, and Kirsten was out there every day for 118 days.
In the heat of the valley.
Yes.
At the Disney lot.
Stigma. Yeah.
And she just, every time I started, she was always had a smile on her face. That that Kirsten Nelson grin that
we know,
just beaming with positivity and love.
Yeah.
And
We're so grateful.
The total strike mom taking care of all of us little ducklings as we cross the street, sometimes in wheelchairs, making sure we don't get stuck by traffic.
We were all out there. I mean, honestly, I know Dulay and Jasmine were out there all the time. You getting out there, Tim, in wheelchair, like holy hell. I had my little Netflix post. We were all very, very supportive of our union and also very, very relieved and happy that we, that it's over and that it's fair and that it's historic. Like this is, we were part of this is setting it up for the future and
for the next
actors
and
next generation of actors. I told my nephew, who's an actor, I want to talk about, can I say this really quick? Cause I saw him do, he was SpongeBob in SpongeBob SquarePants over the weekend at his school Viewpoint in Calabasas. The production was absolutely incredible. And he was like jaw dropping, fantastic. And I'm so proud of him. So my actual first text was to my new fellow actor nephew, after we all heard the news, was to say like one fellow actor to another, the strike is over. And he was like, what? Well, I'm really proud of him. But I also like it just it, because he is the next generation, you know, this is setting it up for the future. Obviously, we're going to see this in our careers, but it is for the future generations as well and looking out for them. And so it was fun to kind of text him as he's up and coming and, you know, anyway. So I love it.
Did you know that poor sleep can cause mood issues, poor mental health, and lower productivity? And that sleeping less than 6 to 7 hours per night is linked to reduced white blood cell count? White blood cells protect our body against illness and diseases, fighting viruses, bacteria, and more. Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health and performance in our days. Having a consistent nighttime routine is non-negotiable. Honestly, I feel like over the last couple of years, maybe from the pandemic or whatever, I don't know, my sleep has been more off than it ever has been, more consistently off. And you all, I tried this stuff. Not only does it taste so good, it's like having hot chocolate before bed, which just naturally puts you in a certain kind of state. It honestly, I slept so well. I wasn't groggy. It was so lovely. I'm a big fan. So anyway, introducing Beam Dream. You know, we've been raving about Beam's Dream Powder. They're healthy hot cocoa for sleep. And today, our listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their best-selling healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious seasonal flavors, and I know you are all fans of delicious flavors. So we've got cinnamon cacao, sea salt caramel, and white chocolate peppermint. Better sleep has never tasted better. I love this part. Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano-CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. A recent clinical study revealed Dream helps 93% of users wake up feeling more refreshed, and 93% reported that Dream helped them get a more restful night's sleep. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk, stir or froth, and enjoy before bedtime. Beam is delicious. It's delicious functional wellness brand that makes products for all day wellness and better sleep. Here are just a few reasons why I love Beam Dream. It helps me when I can't fall asleep, when I wake up during the night, and when I don't wake up refreshed, and far more. Honestly, I love it so much. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, take advantage of their biggest sale of the year and get up to 50% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/pineapple. The discount is auto-applied at checkout, no code necessary. That's shopbeam.com/pineapple for up to 50% off. That's huge. I wish there was a way to know I would like a bottle of wine before I have it, that I knew was tailored to my taste, my preferences. Well, now there is, with Naked Wines. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines, however often you'd like, for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. You all, I could not believe their prices. And you all know I know wine. Like, could not believe the quality of this wine and the prices. How do they do it? Okay. Naked Wines connects winemakers and everyday wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard to your door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen costs and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality. As a result, Vault, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top quality award-winning wines at significant savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker. It's perfect. Also, what a fun gift to give somebody for the holidays. Anyway, just saying. I love Naked Wines. I mentioned just like a couple of things and I loved every single wine they sent me. I discovered new ones and I really love the connection like directly from the vineyard. I feel like I learned more through this process about the actual winemakers and what they're about. I just think it's really special and the wines are so very good. And also discovering maybe winemakers in places I would have never heard of. So it's also kind of introducing you to that as well, which I just think it's such a special company. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. How cool is that? Like, I love that. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. Best part? Every bottle is a passion project from an independent winemaker, so you're literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true. How special is that? So head to nakedwines.com/pineapple and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter pineapple for both the code and the password and get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. Did you hear that? 6 bottles, $40, shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 a bottle. That's nakedwines.com/pineapple and use the code and password to be pineapple and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. You must do this. If you're new to wine, if you want to give a gift of wine, if you want to do anything wines, this is the craziest deal and you can only get it here. nakedwines.com/pineapple, code and password, pineapple, $100 off your first 6 bottles, $40, y'all. That's such a good deal. Okay, do we have more thank yous?
I think we've hit it we could double thank you to our amazing listeners.
No, we can make it all about that. Because yeah, that's why we're here.
You know my favorite show, Maggie?
Psych!
It's called Psych. You knew exactly what I was going with that joke. Something very interesting happened on the WB Picket Line yesterday.
Tell me.
Day 118.
Yeah.
It was, obviously, I was there with a hardcore Psych alum for us were present.
Yeah.
Joshua Molina was there, ran into Zachary Levi and Robert Patrick. So I'm not saying that's why the strike ended yesterday.
Well, yeah, look, we get into part 2? We'll wrap up our little dating thing. We're going to probably make this one a little short and sweet because we all know what y'all want, which is to actually get back to our regularly scheduled programming, which big Thanksgiving beautiful surprise next week we will do.
I got a question for you before we start.
Tell me. Ask me.
Margaret Cassidy Lawson, my dearest friend in the world.
Yeah.
Are you ready to podcast this shit out of part Dating Bachelor Part 2 with me?
I am so ready to podcast the shit out of Dating Part 2 with you because I just want to get back to our show, that Psych show. And so let's get part 2 done and let's get back to the show we love to talk about. But yes, I'm very excited to do this episode.
That show's called Psych, by the way.
So what is part 2 of dating?
Best date. We got through worst dates last time.
Oh, right.
And I've got a rewrite on the ending of Dream Date, but I think it is too much time to take.
Okay.
I'll very quickly. So ending to Dream Date, as we're watching the fireworks over the Thames while standing on the Tower Bridge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A cover band was mentioned. It's not a cover band. It's actually Spandau Ballet.
Oh, they're there. Right.
They're there. They have to play True. I know this. Much is true.
Okay, great. That was good. I love when Tim goes into falsetto. Go on.
So we walk off into the London fog and the rain.
Oh, London
and if the date goes really well, which obviously, I mean, it's a dream date. It's got to go this so good. Then there's a breakfast montage on the roof of.
Oh, this is a breakfast montage. Does this mean this was one of the fantasy suite nights? I think it does, because if there's a breakfast montage, it also means that there was a fantasy suite the night before.
That's what I'm saying. It was a really good date.
That's a real good date.
So during the breakfast montage takes place on top of either Ham Yard or Duke's Bar, wherever people decide they're staying.
Right.
So originally I was thinking a different song. Now it's because Virgin Airlines is flying us over. Richard Branson has a deal with Madness. And so while there's the montage of breakfast and getting packing and getting into the vintage Bentley, over Madness's This Could Be Love. Because he wanted a proper British
song. I love this.
And where's the Bentley taking us? That's the question.
Where is the Bentley taking
us? The vintage Bentley is taking us to St. Pancras Station.
Uh-huh.
Because that's where you get the Eurostar.
Oh, the Eurostar to Paris?
The train to Paris, which is it's about 2 hours and change on the Eurostar. So yeah. the day's also continuing there in whatever form, or the fantasy suites in whatever form that could take. Just depends on how much everyone is vibing.
This is fantastic. Keep going. And, I love that this went from like Tim's dream date to like Tim on The Bachelor. The mashup of Tim's dream date, but actually Tim's on The Bachelor dream date. That's what it is. This is what I love about it. Because it's all different when the cameras are rolling. So now we have to think about the cameras. You got eyes on you. So like, if you're going to be like, this is my dream date, you can't mess it up.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Lots True. Of pressure. Keep going. Okay.
And then it's a weekend in Paris.
Oh, I love
but
this.
But I really need to finish up with the Madness.
Oh,
this
yeah.
could be love.
Okay.
And the channel. And the Eurostar to Paris.
Yeah.
Thus, the dream date endeth.
Oh,
or does it?
I know. We still have the rose ceremony.
Speaking of the Bachelor World and dream dates.
And tonight. Yeah.
So let's roll into best dates.
Best dates.
Last week we did worst dates.
I only had one. I feel like I've only had one bad one.
We each did our worst date ever, which involved you almost macing a certain guy that I know.
Yes.
And me
and mine,
showing up to my date, having my date be dropped off by her previous date.
Yes. I had a really good date when I was like 17 or 18. But when I was, it literally started with like, I had flowers delivered to my house beforehand that were tulips that had been imported from Holland, which is where
is good.
Swear to God. It was so good. When he came to the door, old school, like literally picked me up, came to the door, met my mom.
You're 18?
I think it was like 18, maybe 17, 18. Anyway, he came to the door to meet my mom, well, to pick me up, but also it was very important that he meet my mom and like chat with her for a little while. And then somehow managed to score tickets to, because every theater was sold out, but he managed to get tickets to the opening weekend of Titanic.
Oh, and man.
It was as good as it gets. It was as good as it gets.
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio? That's how he scored the tickets?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know if we should say it or not, but yeah, no, it was not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Was it George Clooney?
No. But anyway, so sent flowers, managed to get tickets to the opening weekend of Titanic, even though it was sold out everywhere.
Sorry, not just flowers.
Tulips imported from Holland. Yes.
But taking it back to my early story, did you hit him with them? I do need to clarify one thing about Allison hitting me with the flowers on our first date.
Oh my God, that is the best story.
I think I muddled the story a little bit. A lot of people thought she hit me, our first date was Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was not our first date. So by Valentine's Day.
Are you just rewriting the story because of the network notes that came in? Okay.
No, I just realized I was a little clunky on that in my storytelling. Yeah. So no, she did not hit me with the flowers on our Valentine's Day date because it wasn't our first date, but our first official date Yes, that was the flower heading. Okay, now I'm sorry. Again. Okay, that's and that's, is that your best date story? Because it's pretty damn good.
I have so many. I feel like I've been very lucky to have like, but like as far as an initial first, yes, yes. I also had one that was, well, yeah. I mean, I also, look, it's very, for me, it's not like, I don't need like super extravagant or any of that. It's more just like paying attention to, it's more like, hey, I'm aware of what I think you like. Let's say like a sunset. Vibing. Devin, like, if you know, I love sunsets, or, you know, like if you kind of know a little bit about me, then, and it doesn't have to be fancy. It's more just like, are, you know, did you pay attention? And I also had a date that was very simple. That was just, had come on the heels, and he knew it had come on the heels of a really intense day. And he was like, I made this whole plan to like go to, you know, Malibu and see a sunset and like the whole thing, which was so sweet, but I was so tired and I didn't want to be like Malibu traffic, like rush hour. I was like, that sounds great. That sounds great. And he could hear like, you're exhausted. This was a big day. Hold on. And he like reworked the whole thing, which was basically like a, you know, a sunset dinner. It's that simple. But the part of it that meant so much was like sort of hearing my like, yeah, I'm excited, but also knowing I was like really exhausted, and then being like, you know what? You're still going to get a sunset. You're still going to get a beautiful dinner, but you're not going to have to drive very far for it. And I was like, oh, thank you. I didn't want the whole night.
If I'm hearing you right, he pivoted.
He pivoted, but it was because he paid attention and he cared enough. Like, no matter how bad he wanted to have this experience in Malibu, it meant more to pay attention to how I was feeling and then pivot to have an easier night. And to me, that was like it doesn't need to be like, you know, what am I trying to say? Like a multiple chapter or multiple part night. Like, just the simplicity of like listening to that went a real long way. Anyway.
And so, that is because you are such an incredibly down-to-earth woman.
I don't know. I mean, look, I like the fancy things. You know, I like the fancy things, and I'm always going to like the fancy things. But when it comes to that, it's more like, how do you, I don't know. There was just a different level of like paying attention that I was like, oh, that's way more impressive to me than any like, you know, helicopter ride. Well, I'm trying to think of a bachelor date that lands on a yacht that is like out in a, you know, whatever.
Ever look in the mirror and see some wrinkles you've never noticed before? We've all been there. So I did some digging. And did you know that hyaluronic acid decreases with age? There's a gradual loss of hyaluronic acid in the skin as we age. And over time, the skin becomes thinner, drier, and more prone to wrinkles. Meet Hyacera, a once daily supplement from Ritual designed to promote skin support from within, with clinically proven ingredients to minimize wrinkles after 90 days. I love this. I start taking Hyacera, and I swear people have commented, maybe more because I look at my face every day, I haven't noticed as much myself. Other people, though, have been noticing and saying to me, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I take my Hyacera. That's it. It's a once daily skin support supplement with two clinically proven ingredients, Cerateq and Hyabest, to reduce wrinkles and fine lines. In a clinical study done by an independent research lab, Cerateq proved to help reduce wrinkles and fine lines in 90 days. In a clinical study done by the supplier, Hyabest significantly improved skin luster and suppleness compared with the baseline. Enhance your skincare routine from the inside out with one daily capsule with a soothing vanilla scent. Made traceable, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, no artificial colorants, and third-party tested for heavy metals and microbes. Reduce wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a skin supplement you can actually trust. Ritual's offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/pineapple to start Ritual or add Hyacera to your lineup today. Now it's time to hear from our next sponsor. Lomi is the only appliance that prevents food waste from stinking up your kitchen and polluting the planet. Now that I've invested in a Lomi, it has changed the way I deal with my food waste. Lomi is the biggest innovation in the modern day kitchen since the dishwasher. It's so cool. It's smart, simple food recycling, fits into the space perfectly, and in just 4 hours, Lomi transfers almost anything you eat into nutrient-rich plant food at the push of a button. It's unreal. Cut the chore of doing trash in half. Eliminate bugs and odors in your kitchen. And here's a bonus. You get to feed your lawn and garden with an all-natural fertilizer that you just created out of your food scraps. There's no food rotting in the garbage, smelling up the kitchen. I only have to take the trash out like on garbage day, like never almost, it feels like. And no more leaky bags. And now Lomi's new app lets me track my environmental impact, earn points for every cycle, and redeem for freebies from Lomi and other great brands. Lomi promises to bring you the best possible experience every time you run a cycle. They're one of the only kitchen appliances that has a full, no questions asked, lifetime warranty on all devices. And they don't stop there. Lomi looks after you from day one and beyond. You will automatically get upgraded to a new Lomi device every 3 years. How cool is that? All my food scraps, planting clippings, even those leftovers I forgot in the back of the fridge can go back into the garden, helping me grow more nutritious food at home. It feels great to know that I'm creating Lomi Earth instead of waste. I have a basically limitless supply of plant food for my garden, plus I'm helping save the planet. I love it. Whether you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just grow a beautiful garden, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/pineapple and use promo code pineapple to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/pineapple and use promo code pineapple at checkout. And thank you, Lomi. We love you. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. We all know fall brings with it a certain magic. I love this time of year, but it also brings the challenge of dry, dull skin. I don't love that. OneSkin has the must-have skincare that'll make you say goodbye to those cold weather blues and hello to skin that is hydrated, healthy, and glowing all year round thanks to their revolutionary OS-01 peptide. This proprietary peptide is scientifically proven to reduce aged, also called senescent cells, a central source of skin aging. Their scientists have shown that it can actually reverse the biological age of skin in their groundbreaking lab research. Healthier, more youthful looking skin doesn't just look great, which we all want obviously, but it's good for your overall wellness too. Make OS-01 your secret weapon to combat cold weather skin dryness and bring back the healthy, hydrated glow you thought was only reserved for summer days. Head over to oneskin.co and explore how their products can become your skin's new cold weather savior. For a limited time, our listeners can get 15% off OneSkin with our code pineapple at oneskin.co. I am obsessed with this line. I absolutely love this product. The face moisturizer and the eye cream are like, I feel like I'm such a creature of habit. So it takes a lot for me to move away from my normal routine. OneSkin has completely pulled me away. I love it so much. And I can actually see the difference. Treating the symptoms rather than the root cause of aging has long been the norm. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just the surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. They combine tissue engineering, data analysis, cutting edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it is more resilient to the aging process. They create next level skincare. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. And we're all into that, right? We're all into longevity. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin feels and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. Get 15% off with the code pineapple at oneskin.co. That's 15% off of oneskin.co with code pineapple. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
So anyway, those are two. Those are pretty good, right?
Those are, I would say, very good.
They're very different, but yeah. So go, Tim. I want to hear yours.
Okay. So again, keeping with the Bachelor thing, because the reason we love the show. Did I just say I love the show? I
think you did. I love the show. Is it the first time you said I love you? Because there's a rule about that on The Bachelor. Go on.
Oh, I don't know what the rule is. You have to tell me. No, the reason we love the show is for the travel aspect for it.
100%. So, yeah.
I'm really going to try and keep this fast. 1995. I'm doing my first series in Seattle, so it's a really heady time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm shooting in Seattle, my hometown. So it's local boy does good. I'm on the cover of the arts section, the Seattle Times. It's an incredibly exciting time. I'm triumphantly returning to my hometown as this young actor. Allison and I are dating. She flies up to meet me. We spend the week together, and I surprise her with, this is a weekend date. This certainly wasn't a first date. So this is into our relationship. I surprise her with a float plane trip to Victoria.
Beautiful.
Again, It's not a helicopter landing on a yacht. So we fly to a Victoria. What?
That's pretty. Hold on, keep going, Mr. Romance.
Do it a bright, stay the Empress. And spend like the entire weekend strolling around beautiful Victoria, Canada.
Which in and of itself is just naturally one of the most romantic places on earth. Go on.
It was pretty good.
So beautiful. That's insane, Tim.
So I would say that's probably my best day.
That's like Pretty Woman level. Like, hey, we're taking a sunset flight to just, you know, up north a few hours to see like an opera. Which I love. I love that scene. I love that part. Anyway, what else? What else? These aren't dates. Oh, I guess because I have been more asked on dates. I was about to say these aren't dates I've planned. But yeah, I haven't planned a lot of dates.
I mean, I'd have a funny worst date backup to this one, which is kind of dovetails in with our best first date with the and by the way, Medicine Ball is where I met that was the show in Seattle where we met Jensen, who and Allison's best friend.
Yeah.
But I was then working in New Zealand on, and I don't have to say a show about a warrior princess, I was working on Xena.
Exactly.
And I had like 3 weeks off. So Allison flew down and we took this really great trip of the South Island. And we were in Queenstown on the South Island, which is one of the most picturesque and beautiful and romantic cities you can imagine. And we also got in a small plane.
Oh.
So we got in a small plane. We went from Queenstown, we flew to the West Coast, which is Fjordland. Because it looks like you're in Norway.
Right.
So we get in this little like six-seater, right? And Allison, by the way, is not a huge fan of small planes. And you're about to hear why. So we get in and we're up in the air. And the pilot says, hey, just so you know, if in case it's necessary, under your seat is an axe. And I look down and we're flying over what's called, they call them the Southern Alps, because it looks like you're flying over the Alps. Uh-huh. I literally think, I'm not going to need that axe. If we go down, there's nowhere to land. We are going down. So
this sounds nightmare.
So, I mean, it's gorgeous, but going like, no, this is a full on a yellow jacket. It's like, we're going down. We're like, there's no need for an axe because nobody's surviving this thing. So we're hearing the plane going, which was then the sound of the wind because the engine cut off.
Okay, cool. No.
So, and we turned into a glider. And I see the pilot in front of me frantically like pulling levers. And then I hear ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
No.
And he forgot to switch over the tanks. We ran out of gas. We ran out of fuel.
This was potentially the
worst date dovetailing with the best date. Both involving small planes. I'll never forget.
Sorry. No.
Landed. It was all I could do to convince Allison to get back on that plane to fly back. It's like we either fly back or it's an 8-hour bus ride through.
Oh my God, I couldn't have done this
windy road. So we got on the plane after her wanting to kill this pilot. And she ended up not leaving me. Or still marrying me. I don't remember if we married at the time, but she ended up still marrying me and or not.
Well, that's not your fault, but still.
But she's why Alice is going to say, we'll not get on small planes.
I don't blame her. You know, I had a similar helicopter story, actually flying from Victoria to Vancouver, which was the Helijet. And nothing against the Helijet, but it's like I was taking it back and forth when I was doing a movie up there. And fog rolled in and we were approaching Vancouver and everything went white. And even I got disoriented looking out. Like there were like 8 passengers, I think. And we're all kind of crammed into this thing. And everything went white to the point of like, and I saw the pilots looking around. I felt like we could have been upside down. I felt like we could have like just zero reference for anything. And the skyline.
Sorry, full on JFK Jr. situation.
That's what I was thinking of because I was like, I can see how disoriented you can get by just not knowing which way is like you think. Anyway, so we kept lowering and lowering and lowering. We were approaching Vancouver, but I also was, you know, I think they were also trying to get out of the fog and the clouds. And we came out of the clouds and I swear to you, we were like skimming treetops. the trees were so close. And then we kind of went back up and then we kind of came back down and we got back out over the water. And then you could see where we were supposed to land, but all the clouds just kept coming in and they had to kind of do this maneuver. And when we landed, one of the guys who was on the flight, who was a passenger, said, I used to be a pilot on one of those and that was an emergency landing. And I was like, cool, I will be taking the ferry back. I don't care that it takes 5 hours anyway. So yeah, this turned into a not just worst date stories, but
still never been on a helicopter, kind of for that reason.
Yeah, it did a number. It did freak me out a little bit. I'm not going to lie, even though I'm sure, you know, for the most part, they're safe and everything else. It's just going through that was like, okay. It was scary. It was scary. Anyway, I don't blame Allison. That was all to say that. I don't blame her for never getting on a little plane again.
And yet, who's thinking about getting their pilot's license?
Me.
Insanity.
I trust myself. It's also like a thing. I've just had a little, I had that one experience where I flew from a small town in Toronto to New York Comic Con, actually, for the first psych movie. And I hope I don't get him in trouble, but they flew a little jet. It was a little jet and Hallmark had sent it. God bless them for getting me to New York Comic Con. That was like the only thing I told them I had a conflict and they're like, the only way we can get you there is if we send the jet. And I was like, oh, this is fancy. And it was tiny and they weren't letting any flights out that morning because the weather was so foggy and awful.
Was this the day there was actually a tornado in New York City?
No, I was on the Brooklyn day, right? Bridge. Yes. James Rodé Rodriguez and I were in a cab the day that there was something called it's not a tornado. There's another name for it. And anyway, but there was a tornado warning. I saw it growing up in Kentucky. A funnel cloud is something, you know what it is. Like you're used to seeing that. So we were approaching the Brooklyn Bridge and I was like, that's a funnel cloud. And the cab driver was like, oh yeah, there are like tornado warnings right now, which is so rare for New York. And sure enough, the middle of the Brooklyn Bridge, everything went white. The whole bridge started shaking. And we just like literally were like this in a cab until it passed. It was something else, not a full-blown tornado, but there's a name for it. A microburst. That's what it's called. And yeah, we were in that. But anyway.
I would rather not be in either microburst or tornado.
No, or a tornado. Definitely not on a bridge. No. Scariest couple seconds ever. But yeah, that was very scary. Anyway, this turned into horror stories, even though it's not our Halloween episode.
Those were some rough dates.
Those were some rough dates, but it was fun. Okay. Let's just do, I just want to go, hold on. Psych, 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 psych. Wait. Also, we haven't been able to stay like that thing you were the king in. Gallivant, gallivant, gallivant.
Gallivant, 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 gallivant.
Yeah.
I have a show coming out next month, December 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians on Disney Plus.
We can finally talk about Percy Jackson. Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. What else? What else? What else? I mean, let's hurry. I know you have to go soon, but I'm like, let's, what else have we missed saying? I don't know. What psychos? I don't know. We're all of it. We're back.
Yeah, remember that episode?
We're back.
We are back. The psychologists are in a psychologist podcast. Is back. We are coming back full swing, touring across the country. Hashtag the Psychologist Pod Tour 24.
Yeah.
And more so, my dear friend and I are taking our show live on the road for all of you beautiful psychos across the country next year. And if you can't travel, you'll be able to listen and or watch if you have the Patreon.
Yeah.
You'll be able to listen to us talk about our favorite show and the greatest times of our life.
Psych.
Of our life. Psych. On Psych.
Yes.
Where she played Julia.
I love that we just had Steve on to talk about, to do an Ask Me Anything. And we'll be getting him back, I'm sure, very shortly. Oh my God, we're going to be back doing our show, Tim.
I can't wait. As much as I loved our pivot, and I think that pivot was planting seeds for things that you and I are going to end up doing down the road later.
Yes, of course.
I don't think I'm positive because there are no accidents and it was all manifesting.
No, it's all manifesting. And that will also involve going on the road too, I hope. We made it through. We made it through the strike. Thank everybody.
You know how we made it through, Maggie?
Why?
Because we were together along with our psychos.
We did it together with the psychos, with our extended family.
Because that's the kind of partners we are, Maggie Lawson.
Correct. Correct. I love you, Tim.
I love you too.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of The Psychologists Are In. I think I have a very special guest next week, so you'll definitely want to tune in for that. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. Oh, and check out GalaxyCon's website for more info about our next live show. It's happening and there will be more. So also please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistsarein for full video episodes of the pod, ad-free apps, and maybe some fun tidbits. Okay, bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.